ॐ शांति,
ॐ शांति।
सद्गुरुवार के दिन,
on the day of the Sadguru,
आप सबकी याद लेके,
carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region,
बाबा बाहें पसार कर खड़े थे।
I saw Baba with his arms spread out wide. Baba said, come, my beloved children. And very gradually, I saw many, many brothers and sisters emerge in front of Baba.
And Baba sabko pyar bhari drishti de rahe the.
Baba was giving the children very loving drishti. Baba said,
snake tar itni suksham aur atut hai.
The thread of love for the children is so, so strong, so subtle, that in a second the children are able to come up to the and meet the father. Because of the father's love, the children have come with a lot of happiness to Baba's home. But even those children at the centers, in their own places, their own countries, they too have come in their subtle form to Madhuban. So Baba has emerged all the children in the subtle region, who are at present in their own individual places and are remembering Baba with love. So it is not their turn yet to come to Madhuban, but there is no turn when it comes to Baba's love, there is no condition. They can come anytime in their subtle form and present themselves in front of Baba. So Baba was giving the children a lot of love. Baba then said, come children. And he took the children ahead. So as they moved ahead, there was a very large area. And Baba said, children, go inside that space. So the gate to this big place, when they entered through the gates, they were showered with golden flowers. So many the children reached the gate, and for some the gate was opening only halfway, and their body was, you know, the size was increasing so much they were not able to enter through the gate. So on the gate was written, complete faith and intoxication. So the children do have faith, Baba explained, but when the faith fluctuates, even a little, then the intoxication doesn't stay constant. So Baba said, Baba asked the children to stabilize themselves in total faith. So when they stabilized themselves in that stage, they were able to enter through the gates and golden flowers were showered on them. So as they moved ahead, there was a very beautifully decorated room, and as they entered it, it was as though the items in the room were coming into their hand. They were able to hold it. Some were getting decorated with some of those items. Some were getting reflected by very beautiful light, and they were getting decorated in light. As they moved ahead, there was a very beautiful fountain. And each wave of the fountain was an angel. The angels were emerging and they were holding trays of diamonds, and as though they were distributing these diamonds to everyone. So the angels were welcoming them and decorating whoever was coming. And then as they moved further, there were blessings, Baba's blessings in all four directions. Baba was visible in all four directions. So as they said Baba, it was as though they were able to see Baba on one side and then their future form in another side. Baba then explained, because of the children's love, Baba has invited the children to the subtle region, and looking at the children's faith, Baba is happy. When you maintain total faith and intoxication, then nature, the five elements will also be cooperative with you. And then the avyakt angels also shower you with golden flowers. Because of love for the father, you receive such a lottery that whenever you say Baba from the heart, you receive every possible blessing automatically. You don't have to make effort. You automatically receive the blessings. Thirdly, Baba said, when the children stabilize themselves in that their original stage, that stage comes to them in their angelic form, and this, and the angels also bless them with all that they need and welcome them. Baba then said, according to the time, what do the children have to do? They do have love for the father, they are receiving the father's love too. Nature too is going through different kinds of transformation and bringing examinations in different places, but always maintain total faith. Don't allow your stage to come into fluctuation. Thirdly, Baba said, Baba showed the image of the angels emerging from the fountain. So Baba explained that, remain light in all situations, practice your angelic stage at all times, and the more you practice the angelic stage, situations, examinations will not come in front of you, they'll go away from a distance, they will bow down in front of you and leave. And then souls of the world are looking for their dearly beloved deities, and so when you're in that stage, you'll be able to fulfill their pure desires. Baba emerged all the children again in front of Baba, and he was giving them drishti. Baba then said, in return for the children's love, the father too wants to see the children light in all aspects. Baba will make you so light that nature, the five elements, will also be cooperative with you. However, the children have to have realization about this and practice this as well. I then offered the bhog to Baba. There are some who had given remembrances to Baba. I shared that with Baba. Baba said, Baba has invited the children to the subtle region today. So whether the children are in Madhuban or wherever they may be, in India or foreign lands, but in their avyakt subtle form, they are in front of Baba and Baba is with them. Baba then gave everyone lots of remembrances, and I returned. Om Shanti.